What has your experience been with bevacizumab? When did you start using it in a non-protocol setting, and what have you observed so far?
Well, I think the best experience is the experience in 4599, which suggests that the response rate is dramatically enhanced from 10% to 29% when you give carboplatin taxol with bevacizumab compared to bevacizumab alone. The time to progression also increases from 4 to 6 months, and the overall survival increases from 10 months to 12.5 months. These are very encouraging data in lung cancer, and I know that some people might say, my gosh, a 2-month improvement, is that really significant? Well, when you couple it with all the other smaller advances we've made, in the course of the past 5 to 6 years, we've gone from a 5-month median survival to a 12.5-month median survival in lung cancer. And I would argue that that's incredibly important. It's probably similar in magnitude to the type of survival improvements we've seen in colorectal cancer with the use of Avastin and oxaliplatin and irinotecan and the new drugs that have made an impact in colon cancer. So I think this drug's made a real substantial difference in how lung cancer patients do. Obviously, for people in practice settings and for people in academic settings, getting this drug reimbursed is going to be incredibly important.
Have you observed any anecdotal cases suggesting a greater response than what you might have expected with chemotherapy alone?
It's very hard. I mean, of course, there's a lot of expectation that I have and expectation the patient has. And when you see a response, you're very encouraged by it. I've certainly seen some beautiful responses. It's very hard for me to say whether that would not have happened with chemotherapy alone. It's a little difficult to say that yet.